There is a significant and historic pre-Revolutionary War military encampment right here in Pocahontas County, Fort Warwick. Students from Pocahontas County Schools will be helping with the archaeological digs at the fort during the week before Memorial Day. There will also be a free open house at the fort on Saturday, May 27th. Bob Sheets, the owner of Fort Warwick, tells us more.
On May 27th, on the Saturday of the Memorial Day weekend, we will have archaeology days here at Fort Warwick. Fort Warwick is located in Greenbank, West Virginia, just south of the Senior Citizen in Greenbank. If you turn off and follow Deer Creek back here about a half a mile. During that open house, we will be celebrating the Revolutionary War veterans that are interred in the Warwick Cemetery here. And we will have, hopefully, the Pocahontas County Honor Guard here at 11 o'clock to honor those veterans interred there. We will have some descendants of militia members from the 1700s that were stationed here. And we will have the descendants of two of those captains of the militia units, George Moffat and George Matthews. We will also have students, hopefully, that join us that day that will have participated in archaeology throughout the week. This event on the 27th is sponsored by the Pocahontas County Convention and Visitors Bureau under the auspices of the Cal Price series. We'll be open all day on Saturday from 9 to 3 o'clock. You'll have a chance to see many of the artifacts that we have excavated. You'll also be privileged to a site tour and history lectures. We just hope folks will stop by and involve themselves in a little Pocahontas County history.
Bob provides us with some of the history of Fort Warwick.
Warwick's fort was built in 1774. It was part of Lord Dunmore's Little War, which consisted essentially of one battle at Point Pleasant, Virginia, at that point. In doing that, these men and their compatriots north of us and to the south of us, specifically in Lewisburg, under General Andrew Lewis, moved the boundary of the colony of Virginia from the Allegheny Mountaintop all the way to the Ohio River. They went over there, they did that, then they walked back. They dispersed and went back to their homes, not really knowing that for the next 8 years, the fort would be an important refuge for families in the area during the American Revolution, because the British forces aligned with Native American tribes and encouraged them to raid American homes and American military units. And so people in this area would have sheltered in Fort Warwick. We have notation from individuals from their militia lists, from their pension records, and from public claims data that indicate that the fort was occupied and an important part of Western defense all the way up to 1783.
So just who were these militia?
The militia, of course, translates to citizen soldiers, and these were people that were able-bodied, they were tax-paying, and they automatically were sort of in the militia unit, and when called to serve, they did that. We have developed extensive research records on these individuals, which we've shared with teachers and students in our local county schools, and over 200 of those students will be coming to dig with us.
I had to ask Bob if the fort was the scene of any fighting during the Revolutionary War.
The only time the men were deployed was when there was a raid on Drennan's fort at Edray. I believe that's when the Drennan boys were killed. They were deployed south to aid in that particular event. There's also oral history here that says the fort was besieged with arrows from one of the high points along the highway out here, although I look at that and wonder what sort of bow that would take, but that's oral legend.
So if you're looking for something for your family to do on the Saturday of Memorial Day weekend, that's May 27th, consider the open house at Fort Warwick in Greenbank. And you can learn more at www.fortwarwick.com. Tim Walker, Allegheny Mountain Radio News.